AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. This is episode number 14 of season number 2. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. Always feels good, you know, be here, wrap up the week of football, yes. Moving into week 14 coming up of and the NFL.
Not many weeks left. I mean, I feel like the season has just flown by. I mean, after this week, we got fantasy playoffs.
I know. So a lot, I mean, we're both, I think last week we said, already locked into the playoff spot. But I know, you know, as always, thinking about those scenarios for your team, it's a pretty, you know, could be a stressful time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, we're here, you know, give you guys some updates, you know, obviously go over the games and some fantasy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little recap of the week. Yeah. So you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get started with just some news and some injuries, which honestly seems like a lot of injuries this week, and honestly in recent weeks.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Getting just some of the news stories out of the way. First, we heard that the Jets are releasing Tim Boyle, QB, after just two starts. Looks like they're trying to get Zach Wilson back to play.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because, I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers really liked him. They were friends. So he's obviously gone now, but this Jets situation, I mean, I wish I could have seen Aaron Rodgers play this year. Because, like, I honestly think they would be so good, and it's crazy. This just shows how big of a, like, need a quarterback is.
But, I mean, I don't think
I think it would
They definitely would have been better. I don't think they would have been, like, an
They're
elite
4-8 this year so far. I could see them being 8-4.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
I mean, look, if you look at it, they haven't put up over 16 points, over 14 points, for that matter, since... when was that?
They beat the Eagles, like, randomly.
Yeah, but that was a different game. I mean, they haven't put up... I literally just had it up. Since the Giants game, they have not put up over 14 points.
Oof.
That means they have not scored a touchdown, more than one touchdown, in that many games. Absurd.
Yeah, I mean, the New York teams are just poverty.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Giants, we do also have, could be some good news, Tyrod Taylor is set to come off IR, which kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, I did too. Because,
you know, Danny DeVito's been taken over.
He's played good enough. I mean,
I wouldn't say.
I think he's won two out of three games he started.
But they weren't pretty bad wins. Yeah, that one against the Jets.
Yeah, and they beat the Patriots 10-7. Game.
Yeah, Patriots, nothing crazy there.
Yeah. I mean, they won 31-19 against the Commanders.
That's true. I guess that was probably his best performance. But a couple other things. We have to mention Zach Ertz is, I guess, mutually parting ways with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I was very confused.
Yeah, know exactly what that means. But he was a free agent, so could see him go back to the Eagles.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Which I kind of forgot about him, but he was, like, really good on the Eagles.
Yeah, he was on that Super Bowl team, right?
Mm-hmm. So, but speaking of the Eagles, they did make a signing, which we were mentioning last week, the three-time Pro Bowler Shaq Leonard.
That, I don't know how they got away with that. He's so good. And, like, they're probably a really good edge rusher away from, you know, being, I mean, they're already elite. No one's saying they're not elite, but, I mean...
And he's only 28, so he's not... And it's a one-year deal.
I feel like 28 feels old. How long has he been in the league?
I guess... I don't know when he got drafted, but... He 28. I mean, for a edge rusher, that's not like too old.
Right? Yeah, no, definitely.
So definitely that will be interesting to see how he helps the defense, which definitely could have used it this week.
Yeah,
in that we'll get crazy into that game with the 49ers.
Are the Eagles frauds?
Are the Eagles frauds the title of this episode probably? But that's the main news stories. But getting into the injuries, definitely picked up saw a lot of, at least fantasy wise, some like a lot of in game injuries. Starting off with last night, we saw Trevor Lawrence, believe suffered a right ankle sprain.
Hopefully he'll be back at least for playoffs. They should be.
If the Jaguars even...
They should be in for playoffs, but...
I mean, the Texans are...
Yeah, the Texans
could be trying to take the division. But also, Christian Kirk as well got injured and may need surgery.
Oh.
So that's two key players for them. And then, moving on, we have just mentioned Amari Cooper suffered a concussion during the game, which he's been injured off and on a lot. So it's questionable. I don't know what level concussion it is yet, but we're gonna probably miss some time. And then moving into the running backs, Ramondre Stevenson, high ankle sprain in the game. So Ezekiel Elliott stepping up. Also Ezekiel Elliott is questionable too.
Yikes.
With thigh injury. And then Kenneth Walker, we saw miss last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, he's still questionable to return. But Charbonnet, he filled in for him the last 2 weeks, but he ended up leaving this past week with a knee swelling, which I didn't see the picture, but apparently it was like a pretty like puffed up, like kind of rough looking knee. So I guess DJ Dallas was kind of filling in there. And then also Derrick Henry left the game early, nearly avoids a concussion. DeAndre Swift left the game early, undisclosed. Brian Robinson, Commanders, left the game early with a hamstring injury. Christian Watson, it looked like he went down when we were watching that game last night or the other night, but he stayed out. Just like, did he go back in or just?
No, he definitely didn't go back in, but I think he should be fine.
Yeah, he was, on the bench.
He did. He was. He's had a hamstring injury for a while now. So.
Yeah, which he's been turning up. For my fantasy team, he'd start out like
Packers.
I mean, Packers as a whole, but it's really good to see him. And then, last couple things, also want to mention Puka suffered an AC joint sprain in shoulder, but shouldn't miss time. And, there's a lot more questionables, but I just didn't want to keep throwing anything. Those seem like the main injuries. But, I guess we could mention... When we were watching the Packers game, the Packers and Chiefs, there was at least three injuries that I counted.
Oh my god!
For the Chiefs,
yeah, like, it was like every single
consecutive
play.
And they were stopping the game.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's what it's been this year with.
It's a lot of people have been slipping during the Green Bay games.
Is that just that old Lambeau Field?
I guess so. But every single game I've watched at Lambeau, everyone slips. Like, that's why Eckler got that one fumble in the... Yeah. So.
Who knew? I don't know. I don't know much about the turf or...
Yeah, I don't
know. Everybody wants them to... I think most of the stadiums are grass now anyways, though, right?
I think a good bit are.
I don't know. I don't know what they can really do about it, but definitely... Tough to see some of these injuries, but those are definitely the key ones. We can move on now to, I guess, one more news thing we can mention, just as Steelers fans, but the unfortunate news about Ryan Shazier
possibly cheating
on his wife.
Yikes.
Which...
Not a good look, especially for a so-called stand-up guy, which everyone would call him. Like, I would have...
I mean, everyone's kind of, loves him. Like, in Pittsburgh, everyone, obviously, on his side.
Now,
he's got, the foundation going.
Mm-hmm. And now...
But I wonder what the kids think. That's gotta be an awkward talk.
And also, I guess, another Steelers news, Kenny Pickett went out and will probably miss a couple weeks.
That's true.
Which
he's been leaving, every game. I feel like he leaves pretty much every game early.
For a guy who doesn't run as much as he probably should, he's so injury-prone.
I know. But Trubisky's, Trubisky is just basically like the same kind of just like mid.
Yeah.
Like bad to mid.
Yeah.
Like same. Which kind of screwed you in our fantasy match this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the other game we talk about in a bit, but disappointing. Got rain delayed twice. So
yeah.
The game didn't even finish till what, like 7 or 6?
Yeah, it was one of like the latest games on.
But it was miserable to watch other than that. But we can move on to guess a player fantasy stats for the week and get talking about some of these exciting matchups. The first one I have for you is a QB with some pretty good stats this week. We have 32 completions, 37 yards. Or 32 completions, 37 attempts, 354 yards and a touchdown, as well as 22 rushing yards and a touchdown.
Wow. I mean,
so pretty much probably, I don't have the QBR up here, but
that is a pretty crazy week. Okay, so I mean, that is only 2 touchdowns total for the quarterback. So
there are some high scoring games this week.
But that many passing yards is pretty crazy. It leads me to want to say CJ Stroud. It leads me, I don't know. For some reason, no, but I think he threw more than, I was going to say someone like Geno Smith, but I don't think that's going to be him. Could be Baker. Honestly, I think I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud.
All right, it was not C.J. Stroud. This one is probably coming out of left field, but it was Browning.
Dude, that was literally my next
Bengals
guess.
From the game last night.
Last second, I was about to be like, screw it, Jake Browning. But I didn't think it would be him. Wow.
But he turned up. Everybody.
Yeah. I didn't think the Bengals had a chance in this game. But apparently they do. Was Joe Burrow out for good? Like, even if they make the playoffs, is he not coming back?
I forget what it is. I think it was like a hand. Didn't he like break his hand or something?
Yeah, it was something. It was his wrist or something.
I don't remember, but everybody was saying out for the season, so.
Yeah.
And they were in a playoff position, so I think he would be out for the playoffs. But this, Browning could be the answer. It kind of looked like prime Joe Burrow there. I mean, Jamar Chase, obviously his favorite guy, 11 catches, 149.
Yeah, 11 catches is crazy.
And a touchdown. Mixon, 49 receiving yards with 68 rushing yards, 2 rushing TDs.
Yeah, and I mean, this team took the Jags to overtime, which is really crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Trevor Lawrence didn't even get injured till like, I want to say, third or fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it was a close game all throughout. I mean, who replaced Trevor Lawrence, it was C.J. Beathard. Personally never heard of him, but 9 for 10, 63 yards. Etienne had 45 rushing and touchdown. And then Evan Engram, pretty big game, 9 catches, 82, and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
so
huge.
Bengals moved to 6-6, so not good for the Steelers. And Jaguars moved to 8-4.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Which, I mean, their division is now up in the air, too, which is the biggest thing. I mean, Texans and Colts both at 7-5, right behind them. Colts are on a 4-game win streak, by the way.
I know, that's the team that kind of flies under the radar.
Highest win streak in the league, I think. Tied with the Cowboys and 49ers.
So that puts them up there. Yeah, they kind of, ever since Anthony Richardson got injured, they kind of been flying under the radar.
Yeah.
But they don't have, I know they don't have Jonathan Taylor for a bit, but Zach Moss has been filling in. I guess they've been getting the job done, but Texans got the win this week, so they're 7-5, only a game behind the Jaguars, and they beat the Jaguars.
Yeah.
By a pretty big margin. So they, Texans.
I mean, they're definitely making playoffs, I think.
Yeah. That will be, I mean, Jaguars, I want to say, like, will, but hootsie. They have, looks like they got the Browns this week, Ravens, Buccaneers, Panthers, Titans. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously Ravens be tough, but yeah. I actually see both of those teams making the playoffs. But let's move on now to another stat line here. We have solid running back performance here. 17 rushes, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns with 3 receptions and 30 yards.
Okay, 3 receptions, 30 yards. How many rushing yards?
73 and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh, 2 touchdowns. Okay, and how many catches? I don't need the yards.
3.
Only 3 catches, okay.
I think you can get this one.
First thought is probably going to David Montgomery. But I think he had more receptions than that. And then, 2 touchdowns. No, it's not going to be him. Could be Kyren Williams. Could be McCaffrey. I think it's got to be between one of those three players. I'm going to go with David Montgomery.
It was not David Montgomery. How much did he get? David Montgomery had 56 rushing yards and a touchdown, but only 1 catch. So it was not him. Oh. It was Devon Achane.
Oh,
you know, back from injury, and just, I mean, the blowout. I mean, the blowout Dolphins game. Dolphins win 45-15.
The Dolphins are so good, and I'll say it once, I'll say it a million times. Tyreek Hill should be MVP.
I mean, he
should be. If he's the first receiver to get 2,000 yards, and there's no clear cut quarterback, I think he's MVP.
Honestly, yeah, that's definitely an argument to be made. And with Hurts, Eagles losing this week, I think Brock Purdy moved up a lot.
Well, Brock Purdy's not a favorite.
Yeah, Brock Purdy winning it over someone like Tyreek Hill seems... what more can he do?
And, Brock Purdy... If you watch the game, you look at his stats. I'm not sure if this is any of your guess the players, which we can go back to the Dolphins game a little bit, but I need to rant a little bit. If you have anyone on...
Nah.
Okay. So, 49ers won 42-19. Everyone's like, oh, Brock Purdy threw 4 touchdowns. He's so good. He probably had a total of, maybe 30 air yards the entire game.
I mean, yeah, they're just all rack.
Yeah.
They're just all rack yards. Which is just all the playmakers. I mean, Debo, what did he have? Because what was his stats? Because I know he went off in fantasy.
Who?
Debo.
Yeah, Debo. And Ayuk. It's funny. I saw a stat. So Debo had 4 catches, 116 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then also a rushing touchdown. He got all of those with a total of 1 air yard.
Oh, wow.
All run after catch.
That's even more than Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, he just obviously super good. But, yeah, McCaffrey is always making plays from behind line of scrimmage. And then Debo, I mean, yeah, like you said, everyone kind of always says that Purdy's overrated.
I mean, he's not.
But, what more can Tyreek Hill do?
I mean, if you look at air yards, though, this year, if you're looking at purely air yards, Brock Purdy barely has more than Bryce Young.
Dang.
Jordan Love is actually up there. Honestly, in my opinion, I mean, I always just, hate Brock Purdy, but.
But you're just a D1 hater.
If Tyreek doesn't win it, it should be C.J. Stroud.
I thought you were going to say Jordan Love.
No, I'm not that delusional.
But, yeah, I would like to see C.J. Stroud win it. Brock Purdy, I mean, you know, you can make the argument, like, what can he, I mean, it's not like he's, they're not really asking any more of him. He's just like, what more is he supposed to do when they're, you know, putting up 42 and just, like,
but yeah,
destroying
like,
teams?
And you look at his Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, and McCaffrey. Like, that...
And a Gerdo line, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's just such a good team, so...
True, but... I mean, just talking about the Dolphins again, I mean, honestly, kind of same story every week. I mean, Tyreek Hill averaged 31.4 yards per catch, and, like, the first one, which he just was, like, 72-yard touchdown.
Had,
he just, like,
he had 260-plus-yard touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's just so good.
But it couldn't win you the fantasy battle.
Yeah, I mean, I got Terry McLaurin, which in this game, Terry McLaurin after the game said, I ran a lot of cardio, and yes, he did. He didn't get a single catch. He's your number one receiver, and he didn't get a single catch, and yet Sam Howell is leading the league in...
Well, yeah, he only had 127 this game.
Yeah, which with two rushing touchdowns, wow.
Curtis Samuel and Antonio Gibson leading the charge. And Jahan Dotson, two catches. But yeah, I mean, this is the same story every week. Dolphins are 9-3. I mean, that's up there with 49ers 9-3.
Which they still...
Eagles 10-2.
I mean, I guess if you count the Broncos, but I think that Broncos team is a lot different than it is now. They still don't have a win against the team with a winning record.
I mean, let's see. I mean, the Raiders almost beat them 2 weeks ago.
I mean, like, if they can win out... If they can beat the Cowboys, Ravens, and Bills...
Yeah, last 3 weeks, if they...
If they win all those, I think, like, they're probably Super Bowl favorites. Maybe 49ers, but...
If they win at least two of them...
I would love to see the Dolphins win it all. They're such a fun team to watch.
I just want to see a fun Super Bowl. Like,
yeah, we've had so many boring Super Bowls.
None of the teams I like are going to be in it.
Packers?
I mean, as far as hating, as long as it's not the Eagles.
As long as it's not the Eagles, really the 49ers, Cowboys,
honestly,
Chiefs.
The 49ers are probably going to make it, so.
Yeah, I know. No, I think like the Cowboys.
I want to see McCaffrey get it.
All of the NFC favorites, I don't want to win, but the three NFC favorites, one of those three are going to win.
Yeah. I don't want to. I'd rather have the 49ers than the Cowboys or the
I'd rather have Eagles. The Cowboys than... The Eagles are 49ers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, that'll be... This Super Bowl, it should be a good one. As long as we just don't get the Chiefs again.
Especially because... I mean, we can get into this game later, but the Chiefs are just...
The mids.
Yeah, they're kind of mid now.
Yeah, but let's move in now to the next stat line. Have a defense for you. I'm not putting the points up. But it's 257 yards allowed... With 5 sacks and a forced fumble.
Oh, five sacks.
So some clamp, some clamping.
All right, 5 sacks and a forced fumble. Okay, so not that many yards allowed. So I'm guessing it's gonna be one of the defensive games, like the Chargers, Patriots, Falcons, Jets, maybe. Or maybe it's just one of the teams that crushed. I don't know. I'm going to go with... I might go with the Cardinals. That's my guess.
It was not the Cardinals.
Oh.
They feel like... But, I mean, honestly not... With how the Steelers played, honestly not a bad guess. But you were on... It was the low-scoring game of probably... Is the Chargers and it was the Chargers versus the Patriots,
dude,
and just 6-0 Chargers.
How are the Chargers so bad? They need to fire Brandon Staley. He needs to leave immediately.
They need to fire. They need to give Austin Eckler like something. I don't know Eckler.
I don't know what they need.
Eckler 14 carries, 18 yards.
Are you like
a couple catches?
Horrible.
I don't know. I mean the Patriots defense. It's either they're just amazing or they make
I think
everyone
it's also,
pretty bad.
The Chargers' O-line is pretty bad. But, like...
And Herbert is...
Is Herbert bad? I mean, I've always been kind of a Herbert stan, but, like, is he bad?
I mean, this is definitely, this is probably his worst year.
Last year he didn't even do.
I feel like I remember him being a little better last year.
I mean, if you look at it, I mean, last year he had 20, he was 25 and 10. 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. This year he's 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So he's gotten the interceptions.
He's pretty much on pace.
But yards-wise, I mean, 1 year he had 5,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, and 15 picks. Like, that's a pretty good year in 2021. But he hasn't been able to get anywhere close to that since. I mean, like, I don't know if he's bad or not.
I mean, just they just play. I think
if he gets traded, he'll be good.
Yeah, he's just going to turn to Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Just, like, kind of be, like, good, but also just, like, waste his career with the Chargers.
Yeah, I know. The Chargers are just...
They just make everyone do bad. I mean, Keenan Allen, 5 catches, 58 yards, and then Patriots, Bailey Zappi, starting at QB, 141 yards. Zeke, obviously, 17 carries, 52 yards, kind of got the most of it with Ramondre getting injured. But, yeah, I mean, this is I just saw the third, two things. One, this is the third week where they've allowed 10 points. Or less,
and then still lost.
Yeah. Which has to be some kind of record. Like if your defense is holding teams that's like 10 points, and then...
I don't know, because the Patriots have a chance now to get the number one overall pick, which means they could get Caleb Williams. But let's be real, Caleb Williams ain't a Patriots quarterback. I think, how crazy would it be if the Patriots get the first overall pick and then pick, Drake May?
If they just pick a Tom Brady, too, 2.0, I mean...
The Patriots just need to completely change their franchise.
Do you need to fire Bill Belichick?
It suits them right with, they had it good for 20 years.
Yeah, they had it all.
Yeah, so, they can't complain at all, but...
Yeah, but also, funny thing, we saw before the game in the... the pregame little animation for the matchup. Was it Herbert? It was Herbert.
No, it's for the Steelers game, and it was.
Oh, it's for the game.
Yeah, and so it was. They showed T.J. Watt on one side, so it's okay, yeah, best player. They showed Bill Belichick on the other. I don't know.
Just a sneak diss.
Their team is so bad that. They can't even...
They could have put Ramondre if they wanted.
Yeah, but that's so funny. They're you know what? This team's so bad. Let's just put a freaking coach.
That's the Thursday nighter coming up.
That over-under is set at 30.
And it's honestly probably going to be under that.
Yeah, it's an NFL game, and the over-under is 30.
They're probably holding us to 12 points.
The Steelers are not scoring more.
And we're probably holding them to zero.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because, you got to think about it. Both defenses are pretty good. I honestly kind of just want to bet the under. Just to,
it's definitely. I mean, and plus.
I wonder. Tickets are.
Pittsburgh.
Tickets are probably going for $20.
We could just go, honestly.
Yeah, but I actually am curious how much tickets are.
I mean, people still go to Steeler games no matter what. They just know where.
Yeah, but this game isn't going to be bringing in any outside people.
And it looks like, just looking at this news article that just came out, 30 over under is the lowest for an NFL regular season game since Patriots versus Bengals in 1993.
Wow.
And four of the six lowest total or over-unders in league history were 1993.
Dang.
Pretty random.
Also, it looks like you can get tickets for $35.
Honestly, you should just go.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe, I mean, Kenny Pickett's probably not playing. Yeah, that one could be miserable. Well, it's probably going to rain and be cold.
Yeah, it's just...
No wonder they're that cheap. But, alright. Let's get into the last stat line here. This one may be able to get 7 catches, 71 receiving yards, as well as 2 touchdowns and 15 rushing yards.
Oh, 15 rushing yards. 2 touchdowns, though. That's Christian Watson.
Yeah, it's Chris. I knew you were going to get that, but just wanted an excuse to talk about the game.
How about them Packers, baby? I did predict this in our predictions. I think it was more of just like a screw it, Hail Mary.
Yeah.
But it paid off. The Packers actually beat the Chiefs. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, the pass interference at the end. We got so many calls against us. So I don't really care.
That was a questionable call.
But Jordan Love looked amazing. 267 yards and 3 touchdowns. Our run game looked good with A.J. Dillon, and Patrick Taylor even did good. James Robinson got a carry in this game. Our receivers all looked good. The Chiefs, I mean, they need someone else other than Travis Kelce to catch the ball.
Yeah, but even Mahomes just hasn't been...
Yeah.
He's been not making some throws. I mean, Pacheco, though...
He
looked great.
The Packers' run defense is always horrible.
But still, Isaiah Pacheco runs very hard. 110 yards, 1 touchdown.
It's that gif, or like the video of like the Chiefs when they hand off the ball to Pacheco. That's so true. Like, he just runs like a
madman. He just gets like powered on by everyone and somehow can keep getting yards. But yeah, I mean,
now the Packers are in the playoffs currently.
Yeah, they're 6-6, right with like.
I mean, who would
pretty much
who
every
thought?
Every like middle NFC team.
Yeah, like who would have guessed that the Packers would be in the playoffs?
Not me, but I mean, maybe.
But like, it sucks because like, if we make the playoffs, we're probably gonna be like the 7th seed, and then we're gonna have to verse the 49ers,
and
we're gonna lose to the 49ers.
It's the same old story.
So like, would I rather us lose to the 49ers? I'd rather just make the playoffs, if I'm being real.
Yeah, because you're already in like the middle for draft picks.
Yeah.
But maybe people were saying the reason is that the Chiefs lost is because they didn't show Taylor Swift.
Apparently they did once. I never saw her.
Yeah, you pretty much watched the whole thing. And did they show...
First game she lost that she was at.
So she
might be going home with Jordan after the game.
Okay, but yeah, Chiefs are 8-4 now, which, yeah, I just can't really see them I can't see them just making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like
no.
I feel like the Dolphins would. Who won that game earlier in the year?
What?
The Dolphins and the Chiefs.
The Chiefs won 21-14.
Oh right, that was a low. Yeah. Would that be an AFC championship? Maybe.
The thing I did realize is I think the NFC favorites are harder to beat, but the AFC teams are, I think, better but more inconsistent. Because, like, all the AFC favorites this year are, like, really good but so inconsistent. Dolphins can't beat a good team. Chiefs have just been bad. Ravens, I feel like, are kind of streaky. And then Jags, obviously, now don't have a quarterback. But then, like, in the NFC, Eagles and Cowboys, they both look so good.
Yeah, you just got the 3 Giants.
Yeah.
And they
Which Eagles-Cowboys verse this week should be a really good game.
All right, but that kind of wraps up just what I had down here. I mean, did we really miss any... anything worth mentioning?
Texans pull it off against the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos country finally came to a halt. I think it had 3 interceptions. I think it did all come down to like the last drive. They had like a 1st and goal.
Yeah.
And honestly,
Russ,
they had way more chances than that. Yeah, it was like 4th down, but yeah, they couldn't get it done. Steelers, like we mentioned, only put up 10 points at home and lose. And then, I mean, Rams win 36-19. And that's... I mean, Cowboys Thursday night put up 41. Barely beat the Seahawks, which that was a good game. And that's pretty much it. Do you want to get into our next segment here?
So, with the fantasy season coming to an end, these are our regular, or at least my regular season, fantasy players of the year, and then I also have some awards. So, I'm just going to go through all these, and you can tell me what you think. I think it's kind of hard to argue. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, it's just kind of numbers.
But, QB of the year, I think Josh Allen. Two running backs I have is McCaffrey and then Kamara, which I don't think Kamara is the number two, but I think he probably plays like it. And then wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Keenan Allen. Tight ends, I got Hockenson and Laporta. And then defense, Cowboys. And then I guess, like, I don't really know any kickers that are good this year, so I guess Young Hoku.
I mean, yeah, but I like the Kamara pick sneaking in there. He was my draft pick.
You sold him, and your team's been bad ever since.
I had to get rid of him. But yeah, I mean, Kamara's looking back to his old self in fantasy. I wonder. Maybe we can talk about this next week. But like, what the first round of fantasy might look like?
Yeah,
would Tyreek Hill be like the number one overall pick?
It has. He's always been good,
though.
But like, I remember him saying at the end of last year, he doesn't even know if he wants to play football anymore.
He's just too good.
Yeah, and so like he was saying like this year I want to break a record.
I mean, if he does, yeah, he could just randomly retire. But yeah, I like Josh Allen there. I mean, Hurts is obviously pretty close. McCaffrey easily a favorite. Tyreek Hill, easily favorite. But yeah, Keenan Allen, like you said, definitely been really good.
He's been slowing down, but I could see
probably the only different one, maybe CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I was considering
him. And with the wide receivers, just because he's been going off. And then, yeah, tight ends, Hockenson, Laporta, and Cowboys defense is just always putting up points.
All right, so then here are just some awards. These are just a couple random things. MVP of the fantasy season, Tyreek Hill, obviously.
Yeah, he's pretty much won. I mean, he pretty much just lets you be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I honestly think without him, I would not be in the playoffs, if I'm being real. And then comeback player of the year, I have Kamara, because, you know, he was suspended for the first few games, but then he came back and
last year was...
Yeah, and last year he wasn't as good, so...
Yeah, Kamara definitely... I'm trying to think if we had any other comeback players. I mean,
maybe
you could say Sam Howell.
Yeah, or he's even got a lot of fantasy
points, but yeah, I guess if Dak was injured, I mean, who else? Those are Mostert.
Yeah, right? That's true. Mostert actually probably would be it.
I mean, yeah, he's probably Mostert or Kamara, but Mostert was probably worse before.
Yeah.
So, that's fair.
Then, Rookie of the Year, I could have given it to CJ Stroud, but I'm giving it to Puka, because I think fantasy value, you can get a quarterback that...
Yeah, when was CJ... Was CJ Stroud even really, like, drafted?
I don't think he was drafted in our league.
Yeah, because, I don't know, there's usually... Like, Bryce Young, I'd randomly picked in the last round, but yeah, he kind of...
Yeah, you picked Bryce Young.
I wasn't paying attention the last couple rounds and already had defense. But, yeah, Puka, I mean, he did good this week, but, yeah, he kind of has been slowing down.
Yeah, he definitely has.
But every week he's projected more than Cup.
Yeah.
Cup's kind of...
Which is so
weird. I mean, after the injury, just kind of not getting as much usage.
I mean, in my opinion, I don't think he was ever an elite player.
I mean, he broke the record of...
Yeah, but...
What, all try three records or whatever?
Or he didn't... Or he got a triple crown, but yeah. No, I just... I don't know. I didn't think he was that good that year.
You're just jealous. I mean, he was... I didn't draft him. He was
scheme-oriented.
He obviously, like... He fell pretty low in our fantasy league.
Who?
Cooper Kupp. Well, not, like, low, but, like...
He was second round, he was still first-round pick.
Because
I think Aiden auto drafted him.
Because he missed like the first 5 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I overall, Puka, probably the biggest surprise.
And then disappointment of the year. There's a lot of names for this, but I went with Davante
Adams. Yes. I mean, honestly,
I mean, he was what? I think for our league, I think he was a second round pick. Maybe first, even. Like, I mean, you look. I mean, I could have said Cooper Kupp, but he was injured for a while. So, because Cooper Kupp was. But yeah, Davante was taken 17th overall in the middle of the second round. So, I think he. I mean, like, and I'm talking about disappointment based on. Like, Garrett Wilson was put in a tough situation with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. So, like, he wouldn't be counted as a disappointment.
I guess. Which, honestly, I totally just forgot about this. But when I was looking at the fantasy players, someone I totally forgot about who is injured this week is Tank Dell.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was looking at the, like, rookies. Which, yeah, Tank Dell on IR.
Yeah, and he's out for the season.
Mm-hmm, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's a
huge
shame.
Not only for fantasy, averaging, like, 17 fantasy points, but him and CJ Stroud were just, like,
yeah,
on point. So, totally forgot about him. But, yeah, honestly, Tank Dell could be a rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, just a disappointment. Davante is, like, the main one that comes to mind. Like I said, Garrett Wilson probably doesn't count. I mean, Jalen Waddle, I would say,
yeah,
as someone who drafted him in the second
round.
Waddle's
definitely a bit of a...
Which, like, because a lot of people, like, I thought, you know, he's obviously, like, the wide receiver, too, but at the time, they didn't really have, like, a set running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were just, Tua was always throwing the ball, and, like, people were going to obviously, like, put more emphasis on Tyreek Hill, but, like,
yeah,
that just doesn't do anything when they, like, try to, like, they can't
yeah,
really double team
you
him.
You can't
so.
Stop him. He's absurd.
So, yeah, Jalen Waddle up there. McLaurin also has kind of been pretty mid.
Yeah.
But I think those are fair.
All right, then breakout player of the year. This, I'm not sure if I'd really count this a breakout, but I put CeeDee Lamb just for those few weeks he had. And he's always been really good, but I think this year
he cemented himself
as a... he was last pick of the first round.
Which, yeah, I mean...
At least for a 12-man league for us.
From week 8, he had 41, and then 28, 40, 17, 17, 33. Yeah, him and Dak have been turning up, which, like you said, Dak could be comeback, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, him, I mean, other people that break... I mean, you're talking about breakout as, like, just, like, a little, like... Like, just for the season, or just for, like, at one point?
Like, I'm talking, like...
people could talk about the Devon A-chain.
Yeah.
Prime.
I mean, his prime was insane.
And, I mean, Mostert, I'd say breakout. What you'd say, comeback player, breakout,
yeah,
same kind of thing. But I agree with that.
All right, and then last, I put best value of the year, which this was at least for our league, which I have Adam Thielen and Raheem Mostert, because I took Raheem Mostert in the 13th round, and Thielen was picked just a couple picks before at pick 147 in round 13.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I think Thielen took a little bit.
He's been down a bit recently.
Well, he didn't break out, like, right away.
Yeah.
And
he's just kind of been bad recently.
I want to see when he started. Now, right now, he is wide receiver 14. But, yeah, I mean, actually, week one, he had 3 points. And then he had 20, 32, 15, 28, 29. Which, when did Ethan, because Ethan drafted him, when did he, like, did he just drop him after week one? Or, like,
I don't even know.
Because, yeah, someone in our league just either dropped him or traded him. I mean, I'm honestly Brandon Ayuk, I'm happy with. I mean, not as much value as that, but
I mean, he was still.
I think
what?
He was like sixth round or fifth round.
I think
he was behind Debo, obviously.
He was in the sixth round. Yeah.
Yeah, which he was behind Debo. So if you got him, definitely a steal.
Yeah, I picked Deontay right before him.
What even is Deontay?
I mean, Deontay got hurt, so. To be fair, I think he would have.
But still, I mean, Raiders are kind of bad.
Yeah. And
then, yeah, I mean, taking out injuries, like T. Higgins was amazing last year, but he's been injured a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, you getting Kamara in the seventh round was pretty
good. Yeah, I don't know how far he fell in other leagues.
But, I don't know how he fell so far.
But it was kind of, he was kind of, like, that's
I, for some reason, I thought he was, you know, away from more games.
Yeah, three is not much. Like, the first 3 weeks don't even...
Yeah.
Like, that's a worth...
Yeah.
Some people even say just to tank the first week for the waiver wires.
Yeah, I mean...
So, yeah, that was clutched by me. Because he was... And I think that was... Like, I already had Keenan Allen and Kenneth Walker, I think.
Yeah.
So I was like, I already have two running backs, so I can, like, put one on the bench for 3 weeks. And it worked out pretty good. But that... Is that the last
I think that award? Is.
I mean, yeah, that pretty much encompasses the fantasy year wrap.
Yeah. So next up, we can go to our predictions for the week, where, once again, I think for the second straight week, I won the week. I went 10-3, then he goes 9-4, so not really.
Somehow.
But I'm still down 14 total, so definitely got to make up some ground with not that many weeks left. So we'll get straight into it. Patriots at Steelers. The only loser is the viewers, but Steelers are going to win that.
I mean, I think everyone loses this week.
Yeah.
It's the Steelers, like, this is like the, this could be the last, I mean, if Kenny's not playing anyways, this is the last straw for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Like, if we lose this game, I mean, not only are we, like, we're kind of choking, like, an easy way to make the playoffs somehow by just losing to, like, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, 2-10. Before us, but
yeah, they were bad.
Yeah, still, this is our last hope. If we
we'll
can,
see.
And then Texans at Jets.
Texans,
I mean,
has to be.
Zach Wilson. We'll see if he's reluctant to come back. I've seen a lot of memes about, like,
oh yeah,
like
I think that's fake. I think Saleh came out and said that was fake.
I mean, probably, but like
it is funny.
Just
kind
of like they always like have to revert back to him when when you realize that they're his only option. But Ravens and Rams. Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Same. Has to be. Panthers at Saints. Should be Saints, but...
Kind of a mid-off.
Yeah.
But Saints have been looking better.
Colts at Bengals?
I mean, after last night...
Yeah.
After last night, Browning could be the next Burrow.
Yeah,
but,
that's true, but I'm
I mean,
going...
Colts, yeah, Colts are on the winning streak.
Yeah.
I think definitely a favorite there.
And then Bengals at Falcons. Wait a minute. That
made a typo in the report.
Wait,
yeah, I think it's
Colts. Oh, it's Bucks at Falcons.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely Bengals and Colts. But Bucks at Falcons, I mean,
I think
both are coming off of...
Bucks.
Both are coming off of wins against
Bucks,
bad teams. But, yeah, I'm more of a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
And Jags at Browns.
Should be Browns.
This is... Yeah, this
I
is...
I mean, both backup quarterbacks, but I think the Browns have a better defense.
I'm going to go Jags here. Just
I can
they
see
tend
that.
To put up more points.
That's true.
But we'll see. And then Lions at Bears. Ooh.
Has to be Lions. Although,
Bears.
I'd love to see the Bears beat them. But
I mean, we got a little break from. Oh wait, but oh did the, yeah, Bears won last week though, or not last week?
2 weeks ago.
Bears
yeah.
won 2 weeks ago, and then they just had the bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little break from having to talk about them, but yeah, the Lions are just gonna be rolling, and then Seahawks at 49ers. So Seahawks get another tough matchup.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I think.
We saw what happened on Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
It's
I mean,
49ers.
Yeah, 49ers just...
Too good.
Not much to say. Vikings at Raiders.
Raiders.
Let's see. The,
go Raiders.
This may shock people, but I'm going Raiders. The
Raiders
are just... The Raiders?
Vikings just got
dude, the Raiders.
Jefferson back.
Oh, shit.
No, you
well,
can't change
it's
it.
Still technically questionable.
Yeah, that's true.
But they've been questionable for like 6 weeks, so whatever. I think the Raiders.
I would love to see the Raiders win. Yeah, I'm cheering for the Raiders.
This helps you.
But I'd rather...
We'll see if Jefferson can make a...
Yeah.
Can make an impact. But Broncos at Chargers, ooh. Honestly, makes you... After that performance, it makes you want... I mean...
I still want to get Broncos.
Both teams played bad last week, but I'll go Chargers. I feel like
it could be Chargers, though.
That's just going to be a... That's going to be a bad one to watch.
Big game, Bills at Chiefs, and I'm going Bills.
Ooh, honestly, I like the pick, but Chiefs usually don't put together, like, two bad performances.
I think they've lost their last two.
But still, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mahomes, last night... We did hear, we heard some glazing
by
Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
I love those memes of, like, just, like, them editing.
Yeah, like, that was a terrific play by Mahomes. Yeah, because, like...
He even acknowledges that he glazes them.
Yeah.
Because, like...
It was funny, like, literally the play before Mahomes threw a pick in the Packers game, he was like, nobody can throw the ball better than Mahomes. I mean, this kid's just something special. And then he throws the pick and he goes dead silent.
Like, whoever the Chiefs are playing,
yeah,
he always just compares the other quarterback to Mahomes.
Yeah. And then, like, he, like, said about a Jordan Love throw. He goes, that ball was one of the worst balls I've ever seen in my life. It's like, that couldn't even be picked off if they tried.
Did he? That's so funny. Bills at Chiefs, then Eagles at Cowboys, too.
Big game. It's at Cowboys, so I'm going Cowboys.
I'm going Eagles. I mean,
yeah, like
Cowboys are coming off the hot streak. Eagles coming off that loss, but Eagles bounce back.
All right, Packers at Giants. If the Packers lose this one, I swear.
If the Packers just fold their playoffs.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, Packers are, I'll give you credit. Packers are, Jordan Love's looking, everybody was hating on him in the beginning of the year, and now people are turning it around.
And then Titans at Dolphins is the final game of this week.
I mean.
No way the Dolphins lose this.
Yeah, I mean, the two, I guess Eagles-Cowboys Sunday night, right?
Yeah, that'll so Eagles-Cowboys is Sunday night, and then there's two Monday night football games, Packers and the Titans game are Sunday night.
Or Sunday night or Monday night?
Or Monday night, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why they decided to do that.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
But that Sunday nighter will be...
And, I mean, honestly, like, Bills and Chiefs and Eagles and Cowboys, both should be really good games.
Yeah, there's some good games this week. And some disagreements we got in the towards the end here for these games.
So we'll see.
So we'll have to see. I mean, big week, obviously, for last fantasy...
Mm-hmm.
Performances. So hopefully we get some big matchups or some big breakouts.
Yeah,
and we'll
see who's the loser.
Yeah, but that pretty much wraps up all we have planned for today. So hope you guys enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the Thursday night game.
Yeah,
you guys is coming, wrapping up school. You know, getting to Christmas.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Season. Hopefully maybe some snow games.
That would be... I saw a TikTok about a snow game.
Yeah,
and I was like,
we haven't had any this year, have we?
No, not yet.
So maybe we'll be into it. Maybe we'll get some.
Hopefully. But yeah, that's all we got. Make sure to drop a rating, drop a follow, and tell your friends about this podcast. And we will see you guys next week. Peace.